Afternoon, dictating a pre and post bronchodilators for round report on Brenda Davis. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 5/5/22, Mrs. Davis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/9/21, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report. Sylvia Keegan. This goes to Dr. Jessica Bocook. On 5/5/22, Mrs. Keegan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. There was no airways obstruction, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, a 6-minute walk test on Robert Templeman. This goes to Dr. Price. On 5/5/22, Mr. Templeman performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 340 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Serenity Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Mary Crichton, C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N, F-N-P. On 5/5/22, Mrs. Kaysen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. Paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Serenity Kaysen. This goes to Mary Crichton, FNP. On 5/5/22, Mrs. Kaysen performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 392 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Adam West. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 5/5/22, Mr. West performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient without airways obstruction, but with minimal reduction of vital capacity, period. Paragraph, compared to a study dated 9/7/21, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal restriction with reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators, period, without change compared to prior study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joanne Donaldson. This goes to Dr. Ryan Tighe, T-I-G-H-E. On 5/5/22, Mrs. Donaldson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no significant bronchial reactivity. Paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Connolly. This goes to Dr. Olstead, U-L-S-T-A-D. On 5/5/22, Mrs. Connolly performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal airways obstruction at lower lung volumes with complete reversibility after bronchodilators or improved effort. Paragraph, compared to a study dated 10/12/21, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, normal study with improved effort after bronchodilators, showing no change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Elizabeth Van Sickle. This goes to Katie Johnson. On 5/5/22, Mrs. Van Sickle performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the onset of bronchodilators, the phlebotic capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/27/21, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression normal study. Thank you.